from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your thing in
the morning. Oh, man. I hope he's going to be able to make it through the show today, Monica. I do. Oh. I'm worried about Antoine.
Oh, no.
Antoine, I'm worried about you.
I've heard.
Yes, you heard just right
I've
now.
I heard just now. You didn't I just
read
heard
it.
This.
Did you read it in the paper?
It was not a headline. Why are you worried about me?
Well, I'm concerned that you're just, because you're a man of image and you fashion yourself as a well put together individual.
Yes.
Member of the K92 Morning Thang. Good morning to y'all, Monica, Zach, and Antoine. But Monica, I worry about him this morning because while he tries to project that image,
right,
there are facts that make me worried that deep down, he feels like a bit of a loser today. And I don't want him to feel like a bit of a loser today. Did you see him come to work this morning?
No.
Driving around with his sad one headlight. See, and I know you're trying to project as a calm, cool individual, but I would say that having one headlight on your car is one of those small moments in life that make you feel like a big loser.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, it's like a man with a glass eye, no pupil.
Wow.
It's actually, Monica, it's worse than that because it's a man whose glass eye has fallen out and it's just a dark hole.
It's just a dark hole. Oh, you can see it from far away. Yeah. At least with a glass eye from a distance, you're like, hey, he has two eyes.
Right.
But with that, my situation, you can see me all the way down the street with one headlight.
Right. And for half the time, you're wondering if that's a moped coming after you.
Oh, so ugly.
Yep, some people think you're a moped. That is. Those are those times where something happens to you and it's small in the grand scheme of life. But it does instantly make you feel like a loser.
It ruins the day.
Having a piece of spinach in your teeth while someone else is looking at you, I'm gross to all other humans.
You got to tell them. When they don't tell you, you go that entire day.
Oh, God.
But when do you tell them? Like, as soon as you notice? Yes. Do you let them finish their statement?
Nope.
And then when they stop talking, be like,
you got food in your teeth.
Yeah, I tell them right away because I can't even listen to what it is they're saying.
You're distracted.
I have now dubbed them as a big loser
the
also.
The spinach is waving at you.
Yeah,
distracted.
So they're not being on that receiving end where you find out you have spinach. I realize nothing I've said has meaning.
Nothing. You're all watching that.
Right, because you're just watching that thing. Think about those times where you look down and you have a big stain on your shirt.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can only focus in on
I feel unhirable. Like, I'll never get a promotion. I should get fired. No one will love me. So that's how one headlight feels to me.
Trust me. That's all I can see now. I see, like, judgment. I feel like my car is... You know what? I'm not out of a headlight. I changed my mind. Mm. No, I'm not missing a headlight. My car is simply winking at everybody as I go down the street.
No, but a wink, you get a flash of a light.
I know, but they don't see that. It opens up later.
Right, he winked one time and then it stayed that way.
Yep.
My car is charming. It is.
Your car is Popeye. That's all it is. It's styling. It's posing for its Tinder profile.
Exactly. That's what it is.
No one is swiping right on that car, though, unfortunately.
Somebody has to tell my car, like, hey, car, this is a video, not a picture. Oh, sorry. I can move now.
I mean, I'm not advocating for you to do this. But
oh, no.
At one point, or at least a little bit deep down, don't you feel like when you, with the one headlight,
I know what you're about to
just
say.
Get a new car?
Like you
a new car.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say bust out the other headlight, so I'm missing both of them.
All right, now that's a Monica thing. Okay? Bust out the other headlight.
No, thank hack, you just take a flashlight and stick it in there until you get it fixed.
What about an old iPhone? You know, just put it in there with the light on.
You could.
Yeah, it makes me want to get a new car. Just forget it.
Oh, man.
I need to move on with life.
You'll get it fixed today.
Who needs enemies when I have friends like you guys?
I know.
And by friends, I mean coworkers.
Yeah. Which, as we all know, aren't real friends.
No. Obviously, by this behavior.
Yeah. Are you always suspicious of that when people say, oh, we're coworkers and we're best friends? I never believe them.
No.
No.
Possible.
Because if you have to explain it that way, then we aren't.
Right.
Well, you shouldn't explain it like that.
What's understood doesn't need to be said out loud.
You should say we're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I like y'all. I got no beef with either of you. You ain't my best friends, neither are you.
Yeah, when I hit the lotto, we are never speaking again.
It's like, who? Ever. Monica, who?
Yeah. Ever.
Well, and especially, Andrew, with one headlight, you think I'm going to hang out with that? Get out of here, please.
Darn it.
We got $5,000 in the secret sound. That's right at 7 o'clock. Try to give you the big money jackpot. We got a brand new birthday scam. It's called The Bunch of Karens today. Because her name's Karen, and I'm calling from HR because, well, we just can't have that name around here anymore. Yeah, it's too inflammatory. We have to get rid of it. They're being ripped apart for their toast.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
People love their avocado toast.
Oh, man.
I wish I would like the taste, the flavor of avocado, but I don't.
Lots of people. Avocado is one, though, where I don't mind it, but it's never something I'm going to seek out. More often than not, when I buy an avocado, all it does is rot in my refrigerator because I forget to use it and then it's gone.
I've still never tried it to this day.
Yeah.
I've never had avocado before, so I don't know.
My body rejects it. Like, I will eat a piece of it, and I just, like, it just won't stop.
Let's get some and feed it to her.
Let's see what happens.
It's a hot new game. Make Monica game. Here we go.
Well, this restaurant in London is, like, really expensive and, you know, it's popular.
Okay.
And people are ripping them apart because they have avocado toast for $10, and it's just a basic piece of, you know, sunbeam bread and avocado.
You think a fancy restaurant has sunbeam bread?
Well, it looks like it.
Okay.
It's not a good
but
looking
slice of
toast.
But you know, if it's a fancy restaurant, that's what they're going to charge. $9, $10 for avocado toast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you see the picture. There's one guy that posted, of course, you got to share it to social media. He posted a picture of his toast. If I show you the picture of it, you'd be like, ugh. And he says, so this fancy restaurant is going to serve me this toast looking like?
All right, let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all messed up and everything. Okay, but here's what I would say to this guy. You went to what you have deemed a fancy restaurant, right?
Yes.
Why are you ordering avocado toast from there anyway?
Because it's the best.
I never understand people that go out to dinner and you get all these options and then they say, I will have boneless, skinless chicken breast, please.
Like, I refuse to eat chicken at a nice restaurant.
That's the way I am, too.
But look, you like what you like. You just want it done in a fancy
way. Oh, you order chicken at a fancy restaurant?
No, I usually get nice burgers.
See, that's all right.
I always want it when I go out to eat, and it's fine. I'm sure it's delicious at a lot of different places, but make chicken at home, and it tastes like chicken. And it's one of those, like, you're going out, it's a treat. I want to eat something that I can barely pronounce and definitely won't be making at home. When I think to myself, I don't even know where to buy a rabbit.
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and eat it. Like, that's what I want to do. I'm not getting avocado toast.
So you're saying that it's his fault for ordering?
Any idiot that goes to a fancy restaurant deserves to pay $10 for some slop on some sunbeam bread.
Mm.
Because that's what they're getting, avocado toast. And again, I've never met anyone that actually says they love avocados.
I haven't either.
I tolerate them, but if you gave me the choice of an avocado and something else that I liked, I'm probably picking it every time is the other thing. Because avocado toast or pizza? Getting a pizza.
Of course.
Avocado toast or burger? Getting a burger.
Yeah.
Avocado toast or, well, I don't know. I'm out. I'm out of comparisons. Man, this is bad news for me. Social media is going to make me all fatter.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the Dupla.
I don't like news like that. I control the information. I should only be putting out stories that make me feel happy.
That's true. You are in control of this.
I do have one. So this is kind of all social media related scoopla for today. This is a new feature that Tinder is doing that I actually think is a really good idea. Now, I have not had to date since the existence of Tinder.
Right.
But a lot of people use it. And you're meeting random people.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely it can work out. But you're also meeting random people.
Yeah.
So it absolutely cannot work out also. So Tinder is now teaming up with Lyft, and they have a feature where you can buy a Lyft for your date through the app.
Okay.
And then the Lyft will go get them, and you don't actually know where they live.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Yeah, that one seems like a good safety feature to not have to immediately tell somebody where you live or do this whole, we shall meet in a public place, a Walmart parking lot, like it's a kidnapping exchange, ransomware or something.
But I guess devil's advocate, what I'd be concerned about, is it possible to cancel the Lyft? So like after I've already had the Lyft, like pick up a date or whatever, could you cancel the Lyft to where the Lyft's not picking them up at the end of the date? Like how does that work?
Well, it depends on what happens on the date. Does she earn that ride home? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. I would say that you could get your own ride home.
You could always
do that.
If that's
what you wanted to do. But I think that's a nice layer of a safety feature. Tinder is also adding something that makes no sense to me called Tinderbucks. Because now,
what is that?
Well, you know what, Monica, we live in a world where it's how you pay for your Lyft. Where we live in a world where there's money, and then there's all this fake currency too.
Yeah.
Whether it be Bitcoin or Ethereum or Robux or V-Bucks
Tinderbucks.
Or Tinderbucks, so some kind of coins. So you'll earn these coins, or you can even buy these coins, and it'll allow you to do that. You can boost your profile so more people will see it. And a feature that I think is just a terrible idea because there is no way for a man to successfully use it, a super like. So, you know, you can like things on Tinder.
But you give a super like to someone.
Right. So I feel like if I'm giving you a super like, you immediately think I'm a creepster.
He paid to do it to do
like,
that.
Isn't that with the whole matching and swiping? Isn't that the super like?
Yeah, but you know what, Antoine? Sometimes you need to swipe hard. So there'll be a hard swipe
on
there.
I don't like that.
All right. Instagram's making me fat. That's what science says.
Science.
Well, I'm sorry. The food pics and stuff on Instagram, they look good.
And Zach's posted. Yeah. Uh-huh. Zach's part of the problem
I'm part of my own problem. I understand that. They're now saying that sharing food on Instagram is bad for your own waistline because it makes your brain want to eat more food.
That's true, but keep doing it.
You know what this is right here? Monica knows we ain't going to have any Thanksgiving turkeys this year, so she's fattening me up.
That's what it
is. Lick your screen.
Why don't you lay in this gravy for a little while, too? Yeah, they're saying it kind of just gets your brain in that mode of wanting more food.
It does.
And they even did it. When you listen to the study sounds so sad because they had volunteers where they just gave them some cheese and crackers. And some of them took a picture of it, and other ones didn't. And the people who took the picture of the cheese and crackers ate more cheese and crackers.
Yep. Yep.
And now I want cheese and crackers.
There's one restaurant
I'm getting a little hungry
that posts every day, and I look forward to looking at their lunch. Like, I just want to look at the pictures of their lunch.
You just look at it, you go.
They had like a BLT, and I was like, I could tear that BLT. Like, you know, like, eat them, like, but I didn't.
Of course, she hasn't. She's only eaten three of her phones, though.
That's
so
it.
She's had to go.
Yeah, I need a phone.
Spit gets in the little hole there, and then you got to move on from it. Right now, it is a truly terrifying edition of
the backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Ooh, things are about to get scary in here. It's a Halloween-themed edition of the backwards game. And I'm going to tell you right now, the final clip is something unlike anything you've ever heard before, but you know, it's truly terrifying. This is one of the most terrifying creatures that you can encounter in nature that has never been part of the backwards game, has not necessarily even been part of any sort of horror movie or anything yet.
This makes me nervous.
But who or what will that apparition be in round three of the backwards game? That's how this is going to work. But right now, we must get started with
round one.
Because it's been a long time since I've done math, but I do know you have to do round one before you get to round three. That's how the backwards game will work. It's Antoine, it's Monica in the game. You're texting into 52353. Who do you think will win? And Monica Brooks, I'm going to give you the choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game?
I'll go first.
Okay. Monica will go first.
All right.
Antoine, you will go second, so you will head on into the soundproof chamber in a minute. Again, it's all Halloween stuff, so it's stuff like this.
Boo! I haunt you!
Which I'm sure is what all ghosts say. Yeah. They want to let you know that
they give you a heads up what the situation is.
Right, right. Boo, I'm a ghost. Boo, I'm haunting you. That whole thing. So we're going to flip it around. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear it backwards two times, and then you got to talk all backward, and we'll see who can do better with it. So it's boo, I haunt you. Two times backward. Here we go with time one.
Ooh, it's not here.
A lot of throat action in there. Next one.
Ooh, it's not here. Ooh.
Ooh, it's not here. Ooh.
Okay. I actually think that might be halfway decent.
Okay.
Why, I don't know. But
did
I
you
think,
feel it?
Yeah, okay. For some reason, I think she did all right. Antoine, welcome back from the soundproof chamber. And you're going to hear Boo, I Haunt You two times backward. Here we go with time one.
Ooh, it's not here.
Time two.
Ooh, it's not here.
Ooh, it's not here.
I like that. It's like you're telling them, oh, it's not here.
It's not here. Don't haunt me. It's not here.
I'm not a ghost. I'm not here. Don't worry about me at all. Okay, we're going to listen to both of them, and we'll see what we end up with. First, we go with Monica. She gave us this.
Ooh, it's not here. Ooh.
She got a little it's not here in there as well. So we reverse it around, and what will it sound like? We're listening for boo, I haunt you. And we got...
Ooh, I haunt you.
Okay.
Oh, that makes me nervous for mine.
Something about putting her hands on you, which again can be very terrifying. Let's see what Antoine gave us. It sounded like this when it was backward.
Ooh, it's not here.
We did the mash. We did the mash. monster mat.
Screw it. I'm just going forward.
I was looking at the show. We're listening for Boo, I Haunt You. Here it is.
Ooh.
I think it was a little bit better. I liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because it's a
monster mash.
The monster mash. Which is fine. Again, nothing will be as terrifying as what we unveil in round three. So okay. Get ready. But now
round two.
All tied up is what it will be at the end of this round, because that's how we roll the backwards game. We're again going through haunted characters like this guy.
Frankenstein.
I think you're sensing a theme of me making you make noise.
I see that.
Like, Monica's going to go to the soundproof chamber now, and Antoine is going to hear Frankenstein two times backward. Here we go. Time one. Time two. I haven't heard Monica's yet, but I'm feeling good about it. I'm just going to be completely honest on that one.
Okay.
I don't think that was good.
Oh.
But it could turn out great.
It could be.
All
it could be amazing.
In entertainment purposes. So Monica's back from the soundproof chamber. You're going to hear the same thing backward two times. It's Frankenstein. Here we go. Time one. Time two.
I don't feel good about that at all.
Well, at least nothing else dang around is fixed, so we'll figure out where it goes. Antoine, welcome back from the soundproof chamber.
Uh-huh.
I may have to eat my words on feeling good about Monica's selection in this one, but we'll see. So Antoine gave us this. I see you're taking Monica's strategy of just saying forward words.
It worked in round one.
It did, yeah.
I'm just saying.
And it has worked for her in the past, so we're listening for her. Frankenstein, and we got... It really isn't that bad.
Thank you.
Man. What will Monica bring to the table? It sounded like this. Okay, we flip it around. We're listening for I'm Frankenstein, and we get... Yeah, it's close enough. It was fixed.
Yeah. You are lucky that round was fixed,
ma'am. That's a victory for Miss Monica. Y'all are both unlucky right now.
Round three.
Because you have to hear the most terrible Halloween scary villain of them all.
Uh-oh.
I am, of course, talking about Karen.
Oh no. Yes.
What's it going to be? It's going to be this.
I demand your manager.
Now that is the most terrible.
Oh, good gracious. That's scary right there.
Yep.
That's aggressive.
They're always very aggressive. Yeah. Always demanding the manager and then always blaming it on like blood sugar afterward. Oh, you know.
Sugar was low.
Diabetes is whatever it was. So Antoine's going into the soundproof chamber. You are going to hear I demand your manager, Scary Karen, two times backward. Here we go. Time one. Time two.
I demand no manager.
Oh, it's an Irish manager right there. Is that what it be? Monica's decided that Karen is an Irish pirate of some kind.
Oh, boy. It's
well,
gonna be fun.
A happy Halloween on the shillelagh for all of you. Top of the morning. That should be interesting
well,
right there.
She's Karen the leprechaun.
She is Karen the leprechaun. Antoine.
All right, I'm back.
What will she be for ye? We'll find out. You're going to hear it two times backward. It is I demand your manager. Here we go. Time one. Time two. I at least feel like he put more feeling into it. Don't you laugh at him.
I know. And
you
it's all beat.
Sing a song.
Don't you laugh at you know, Monica
that
O.
Was,
Karen
that was
over here.
Song.
It's the, it's the Halloween cry of Karen.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Antoine, you should make fun of you. Here's what she delivered. All right, this is what Monica gave us.
I demand no manager.
A little twist right there.
Yeah. You know, it is a little twist.
Yeah.
And I have learned, if nothing else, in the backwards game, don't laugh too hard. You're going to have to choke on your own laughing afterwards. So here we go. Flipped around in the Thangtacular, and we are listening for I demand your manager. And we got...
Passion and monomaly.
Okay, sometimes I'm allowed to laugh harder.
Yeah.
But you can hear the anger there at the end.
Can you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Passion and monomaly.
Yeah, I believe that's...
You will not pass under my bridge without paying the toll, my precious.
All right, Antoine, what will happen now? He gave us this.
Hi,
I was
that
mad.
Scared me.
It was mad. Yeah. I think it's going to be good. I think you channeled your inner Karen to make this one happen. We're listening for I Demand Your Manager. We flip it around and we get this. Good enough.
Thank you. Yes.
Good enough.
Yes.
It was grandma. If grandma it was like her teeth were sliding out.
That's how angry I was. My teeth wouldn't stay in my mouth.
In my day, it's a five and dime.
Just saying.
That's exactly what it was.
I put my all into that
Antoine,
one.
Antoine, congratulations.
Thank you.
You channeled your inner grandma, your inner Karen, your inner whatever it took.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
We start with something you didn't even know you needed. And when you find out what it is, you're probably still not going to think you need it.
Okay.
Unless you have been longing for years and years and years, nay, your entire life, for your very own big toe sock.
Big toe sock.
Anyone need a big toe sock?
I don't know, maybe.
Who need a big toe sock?
A sock for my big toe?
Yep. It's called the Oye Yubi sack.
Hmm.
And some Japanese guy invented it, and it's a little sock that just sits on your big toe. It's like a little pee-pee teepee, but it's for your big toe.
How come the rest of my toes don't get socks? How come they don't get covering?
Well, you get the regular sock that then goes on afterward, because the dude who invented the Oye Yubi sack says that sometimes your hard nail that's on your big toe, you know, sometimes it grabs your sock and stuff, and that's very, very uncomfortable for 0.3 seconds. And now you can put this little toe condom on and then put your actual sock on top of it.
See,
okay.
What I was thinking was like a protective, like, you know, sometimes you will like bump your big toe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So like maybe this be protection from that, but no, that's not what this is.
It's a toe pad. No, this is just to deal. Here's an application that I think it might actually be beneficial is those days where you go and you put your sock on and then you realize you got a teeny little hole at the end of the sock and it's making your big toe stick out.
It's a thing hack right there.
Yeah, this is a Monica Thang hat come to life. It's a sock within a sock.
I can see it.
I mean, I used to sleep with one sock on, one sock off, just because I had one foot that would just get a little chilly.
Okay.
But, you know, and maybe toes are different.
Some maybe it was just that one toe that was chilly, so all you need is this little toe hat.
Sometimes I hate being on the radio because they don't get to see how I look at Monica when she says things out loud.
I thought you were just going to leave that as a period. And
I thought you were just going to leave.
This is why I hate being here.
I hate being on the radio. I'm out.
I'll see you tomorrow. That's the end of it. Forget it.
Number two.
Halloween is right around the corner. Get yourself all your horror movies if you're Monica.
Yes.
But not everybody likes horror movies.
I know. Just weird.
So, it blows my mind when people tell me that, too. You don't like to get your adrenaline pumping?
I don't really like them.
No, Zach, you don't like to get your adrenaline
pumping? I know a few people
pumping.
That don't.
I know a lot of people that don't.
Yeah.
But I just find it
I got other ways I can get my adrenaline pumping.
All right.
It's just, I don't watch a lot of movies, and when I watch movies, I like to feel good.
Okay.
Or I like things to be interesting, and when it's a horror movie, I feel eerie, yucky, gross, scared, disappointed in myself.
See, I think you get a little bit of everything when you watch the right horror movie. You can get a little bit of the sadness, the happy, okay, they survived, and then a shock. Oh, you know, you get a mixture of emotions.
I guess I need to take back my judgment because I don't like movies that make me sad.
See?
So I will avoid those, like those dramas and stuff. I will avoid those at all costs.
Some of these people going to get killed in the movie, and then I'm sad about that. Man, you know what never lets me down? Ted Lasso, baby. Smile on my face every single time. So they have this list. It's Halloween movies for people who don't like horror.
Oh, good.
So if you still want Halloween movies.
Okay, Charlie Brown.
Number one.
You know it.
Thankfully, there is no Charlie Brown on here.
Okay.
Halloween Town, which was a Disney Channel original movie.
I saw that.
Back in 1998. Debbie Reynolds is in that one. What We Do in the Shadows is number two. Young Frankenstein. Antoine, number four, and you love Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
So
is that the one with Gerard Butler?
If it's 2004 Phantom of the Opera,
yeah, that's
then
one
sure.
with Gerard Butler.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. That's what I said. Yeah, Phantom of the Opera, sure. Practical Magic, Death Becomes Her, Little Shop
of Horrors. Death Becomes Her,
right. Death Becomes
that's
Her.
That's a funny one.
That's hilarious.
I watch that every year.
See? Scooby-Doo is another one that's on here. Hotel Transylvania, which
yeah.
I actually,
yeah, that's all right
that's
for the
funny.
Kids.
That's funny.
I don't say blah, blah, blah.
Adam Sandler. That's yeah. the one I like.
I know.
Yeah.
And you hate yourself for
I
it.
I do.
It's because you can't see his face. That's yeah. what it is. Hocus Pocus is another mm-hmm. one. So, you Classic. Know, if you have a Halloween movie that you love, you know, just text that into 52353 that doesn't make you feel like you've been stabbed.
But if you're not scared, are you really Halloween in here?
No.
If you're not scared. Just saying.
You know what, Antoine? Monica, there are plenty of things in everyday life that are terrifying, okay?
sure.
I'd like to finally escape. I don't want to escape into a world where I'm also trying to be murdered in addition to bills. So that would be why I don't want to watch a horror movie.
Number one.
Now, this is one of those ones that's being delivered to you as, oh, terrible news. I can't believe it. The fate of relationships. This doesn't seem like this at all to me because this story says the average couple spends just 4 hours a day in the same room together.
Just 4 hours.
And I'm assuming we're not including sleep.
We're not including sleep.
Okay, I feel like that's about a good amount.
Yeah. About right. I was actually thinking twice as high, like too high. 4 hours. That's a long time to be around
somebody.
Because
you think with the work schedule. Yeah. And I think about when I'm home and when Jared finally gets off work and everything else and how much time we spend after the kids go to bed. It is about 4 hours.
It's about 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
And that to me seems totally normal. Like I'm not upset about that. Uh-huh. I'm not thinking, oh my God, we never see each other. Because really any more than that, you start thinking to yourself, why are you still in this room with me? Like, don't you have somewhere else to be?
Like, no.
And for a lot of people, they spent the past year and a half 24 hours a day with that person,
mm-hmm.
working from home and stuff. So 4 hours, 2 to 4 hours, yeah.
Right, and sometimes you want to watch a show and somebody else wants to watch a different show, so y'all are hanging out in the house together, uh-huh. but do you really need to be on top of each other? This is a story from people who are insecure in their relationships is what it is.
They're lonely.
Smothersome is what it is. We got 4 hours.
4 hours, yeah, that's good. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking, have to call Jared because sometimes I do bother him on purpose.
Oh, there's no doubt. He's thinking to himself, God, I wish it was 4.
I feel like I feel like he's bothered whether you're doing it on purpose or unintentionally.
Yeah.
I feel like she actually has an amazing skill, Anton, where she manages to bother him even when she's not in the room
exactly.
with him at the same time also.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
So today's scam is on Karen. Poor Karen. It's always Karen. And you know, this is perfect for me because Karen started a job recently with a big company, but did everything over Zoom and is working from home, so she never actually met any coworkers in person. Also perfect for me, her name is Karen. It's a birthday scam, a bunch of Karens on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, is this Karen?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Karen, this is Johnson. I'm calling from the Corporate Human Resources office. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Great. We haven't spoken before, have we?
No. When I was hired, I spoke mostly with Kelly.
Ah, yes, Kelly. Well, I'm like her supervisor.
Oh, okay.
So I'm calling some of the people who work from home like you do because of an issue that we have come across.
Oh, am I in trouble?
Oh, no, Karen, you're fine.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, not exactly fine.
I'm sorry, so what's going on?
Well, it's a little unusual, but we are making a request to some of our female employees.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just a female employee?
Like, yes.
Why is that?
Well, maybe I should explain. It's not all of the female employees.
I don't understand.
Karen, I'm sure you know this already, but your name is, well, Karen.
Okay.
Karen used to be a very popular name. People used to want to be named Karen.
Well, some of us still do. I mean, I like my name. I don't know. Listen, it was my grandmother's name, too. It's a nice name.
Interesting. Well, that's why I'm calling, though. As I'm sure you know, the name Karen has come to be associated with some negative behavior.
That's not my fault.
Oh, no. Of course not. It is not your fault. But it has come to mean an entitled, demanding person. I mean, you see it in the news all the time, right?
Yeah, but I'm not like that at all.
Oh, I'm sure you're not, of course. But if you've noticed, whenever one of these Karens gets caught on video, you know, calling the police on somebody or yelling at somebody's dog or screaming for the manager because they didn't get enough McNuggets, every time that happens, the news story always includes the woman's employer and then there's calls for the person to be fired.
What does this have to do with me?
I'll cut right to the chase. We are asking all of our employees nationwide named Karen to change their name.
What?
Yes, our board has decided that the optics, they're just bad for us to be employing, you know, a bunch of Karens. In this cancel culture, it just does not look good.
This is ridiculous. These people in these stories, the real names, it isn't even Karen. But you just want us to change our name anyway?
Yes, that's right. Now, we realize that there is a filing fee to have your name change registered officially. And in your state, it's, $314. We would, of course, cover those costs. And we will also give you an additional $100 for your trouble.
Are there other people in the company actually doing this?
Well, I just started calling our Karens this morning, but the first two I called were willing to do it. I mean, I guess they're just team players, you know?
Well, I guess I'm not. I'm not changing my name for $100 and some stupid nickname in the media. Oh, my God.
I gotta be honest. That is a very Karen-y thing to say.
Oh, my God. This is my name. This is my family name.
Okay, but can I at least email you our list of other names you could choose from? I mean, they've all been checked out by our legal department and they are pre-approved by the company.
No, I'm not interested in changing my name. I know other Karens and we're all loving, kind people. I am not going to let my name become a punchline or get used in a negative way.
Are you sure? I mean, don't forget about that $100 bonus.
I'm sorry, I am not trying to be uncooperative. I've only worked for you guys for a few months, but I think this is totally inappropriate for you. Oh my God, to put this kind of pressure on employees?
What about the name Gertrude? Nobody hates a Gertrude.
That's a terrible name.
Oh, way to hurt Gertrude's feelings, Karen. I mean, geez.
Oh my God, this has got to be some kind of joke.
What about Hortense? What about birthday girl? Would you like birthday girl? Because it's a birthday scam. That's what this is. Hey, it's Zach from K92. Hi, Karen. As if you haven't been through enough, now this is your birthday present also. Happy birthday.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Birthday scam. It's time to play.
Let's dial it up.
Woo!
Let's do a little who knows who.
Let's do it.
Yep. It's the game where we try to figure each other out. And today, it's your host, Monica Brooks.
Hello, hello. Good morning, all.
Danger.
You sound like the teacher just came in and we have a pop quiz.
Uh-huh.
Well, it kind of is like that.
Okay.
I gave you some questions.
So Monica said, it's a pop quiz. You will sit there and you, too bad.
Yeah, I gave you each a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because I want you to know each other a little bit better, you know.
Right. We do want to climb deep into each other's psyche.
Thank you for caring so much.
Right, I do. And I always ask the question, did you like the questions?
Oh, my God. I love these questions. I love them so much.
They're the best ones I've ever had before in my life.
Thank you.
These were the best questions. I loved it.
That makes me feel good.
I love the questions.
Antoine, do you think she's buying it?
I think she's buying it.
I am buying all of it. I hear you. Teacher in the room.
Yes, of course. Hello. Yeah, we're passing notes and the teacher knows everything. So. Monica's hosting Who Knows Who this week. So Antoine and I have been given a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to figure out each other's answers and see who truly knows who in the game.
Round one.
Zach, I'll ask you, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. So I asked Antoine this question. I said, you get to pick a tattoo for Zach. What are you picking? And where?
Okay. Because we've had these discussions about Antoine saying he's going to get a tattoo.
Antoine is considering getting a tattoo.
He's getting one soon, but we'll talk about that more, you know, as we approach that tattoo date.
It's a done deal. Antoine is getting a tattoo. And we were talking about where we were going to do it.
So what did he say? Did he say the K92 logo on your neck, apples on your biceps, or a tramp stamp of knives?
Ah, okay.
Which one did he pick?
I don't think he would do that to me and make me have the logo of work on my neck. Even if he wanted to mess with me and hurt my soul, he couldn't do that. He's too nice.
Okay.
And that's me setting up that if you did say that one, I want you to feel bad about it, mister.
I'm listening. All
right, so I don't think it's that. I think the tramp stamp with knives goofy. And maybe he'd think that was, hey, there, you get yourself a tramp stamp. I think he's going to go into apples because he thinks at least I'll be willing to have dad joke fun with it all the time where I'll say, How you like them apples? And I'll flex. Like, how you like these apples? And I'll kiss like that. So I think he knows my level of humor, low, and that is the tattoo that I will get. I say yes.
Antoine?
Yes.
All right. I understand your logic. And I would like to say you're correct, but you're incorrect.
That means you're wrong. Yeah.
You will be stuck with the K92 logo on your neck forever.
How mean is that?
You put so much work in here, Zach. Like, you should know, like, you are a part of the brand. Like, the K of K92, most people don't know this. It's actually Z-A-C. K92. Oh. But the ZAC is like, white it out.
I thought it was for Kill Me Please from Zach 92. It's no, not
Zach.
That.
Is
the-
oh,
so you should rock man. The Zach 92 brand.
I know.
You're welcome.
I hope you have to go work at Arby's. And you're Arby's on your head. Fine. All right. No point for me. And really, no point living for me either. Why bother? Fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Antoine. Okay. Now, Zach's question. I said, Zach, you're a transformer. Transformers. You know how they transform. I said,
just like that. Yeah. Just like that.
I said, what car are you becoming? So, a Chevy Silverado, one of those trucks, a Toyota Corolla, or a Jeep?
All right. I like how you asked him what car he's becoming.
I know, like, what vehicle?
All right, it's not going to be a Jeep, mainly because I have a Jeep, and he's going to find some way to be mean to me since I put the K92 logo on his neck.
Yeah, because you're a mean, stupid jerk, so you're right about that. I don't want to be your car. I don't even want to be remotely associated with you. I don't even want you to accidentally come sit in me because you think I'm your car. Don't you dare.
And it was Toyota Corolla
or
a Silverado. He's going to go with Silverado. That's my guess.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be all cool and
sleek. Yeah, big truck and strong.
What did you say?
I said Corolla.
That
means it was your car. It lasted a long time.
Well, and that's what
it's
I'm
so
saying.
Efficient.
Is I didn't give that answer, Antoine, because I think I'd be super cool. I gave that answer because I know I'd be the least cool Transformer. And I would be. That'd be me. I'd find out I was a Transformer and I'd be all excited. And I would go, and then I'd realize I was my old car.
The Transformers would need Zach and Zach as a Toyota Corolla's in the pickup line.
Oh, God. Yeah. And, you know, Bumblebee.
I can't get out to help.
Bumblebee be rolling his ass.
Car line. I know. Yeah, I know what kind of Transformer I would truly be, and I would be their dad. I'd be there watching the rest
comes.
Of them. Like, Optimus Prime, you're late for basketball practice again. Trying to get back in. So, nope.
Oh, that's funny.
No point for you.
No,
no point for anybody.
Nope, no points in the first
really,
round.
There's just no point. There's no point anymore. Round two.
It gets a little dark in round two.
Gets dark.
It's a little bit.
I'm already in a bad place.
It's getting darker.
Oh, God. Turn off the lights and call it a day. Round two's getting even darker. Who knows who on your K92 morning thing? We dive back in.
Round two.
Mm-hmm. And Monica says things are about to get dark in Who Knows Who.
Yeah, well, it's Halloween season. You know?
Okay.
So let's talk about horror movies.
Let's do it.
I don't feel like that's been the case every other time you've hosted. It's always been dark and it hasn't been Halloween season.
It's Halloween in her heart.
Big facts there.
So we are all tied at zippity doo dah. Me and Antoine have no points. So can we get some points here in round two? Go for
it. All right, Zach, Antoine, I asked Antoine this question. I said, you die in a horror movie. Pick your death. So A, stabbed in the forehead. B, you fall off a cliff. C, you're ripped limb by limb and eaten.
I don't think he wants to be ripped limb by limb and eaten. That just sounds very unpleasant all the
it
way
does.
Around.
You are correct so far.
Uh-huh. I also don't feel like you want to fall off a cliff because then you have to do the whole, no, it's long and then you're still falling. And if it's a really long, like Game of Thrones cliff, you're still going. You might fall forever. Like, you don't even know what it is. Thud at the end. Mm-hmm. Now, I think at least you're getting stabbed in the forehead. You were just kind of minding your own business, eating a cheeseburger somewhere. Next thing you know, you're gone. Quick, painless, A.
Okay. Antoine?
All right. Falling off a cliff, getting stabbed in the head, tore limb from limb. I'm picking the cliff.
What?
I am falling off a cliff.
That
because
means you're wrong.
There's going to be words I want to say as I'm falling off the cliff, so I'm going to have time to get my last words out.
Oh, I see what it is. So
it'd
you
be
know,
funny if they, like, they start the music. You know, when people get their voice.
And I'm just like, my arms are just swinging. And
I would like to say that I don't
image.
Forgive, and then they just play them off like the Academy Awards. Like, no, I'm not done cursing out everyone's existence.
But yeah, being stabbed in the head, like, it could be I'm just eating a burger, and somebody just walks in like,
That's not a cool scene either.
I don't want that. I want to fall off a cliff. No. I want to be dramatic.
Through the fog, you know, where their head reaches up and he's gone. Okay, so you went for the longer, more painful death. Which
I want
is
to be
fine.
Dramatic with
All right,
it.
No points again. Can Antoine turn a victory here in the game?
All right, Antoine, I asked Zach the same question. Pick your death. So, A, evil children scream till your head pops off. B, you swallow a seed that expands and explodes. C, you're tackled and killed by the Bigfoot. What did he pick?
You know, it's funny, when you sent me that text, I read it as the Bigfoot, not the Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot.
The
Bigfoot. One and only Bigfoot.
Tackled by the Bigfoot.
I think I'm going to go with the seed. At least he was having like a delicious dinner and then it just happened. He was enjoying his last meal.
He had a salad.
So that's what I'm going with.
All right, get this, and you win the game, and you, sir, lose again! I'm sorry, that is not the correct answer.
Because
I don't want it to, like, that feels very unpleasant. You know, all the time when they expand and they blow up, even the little girl in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I didn't find to be very pleasant either. So I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to mess with the Bigfoot. Really, Antoine, I didn't like any of the choices, but I knew choice A was probably going to happen to me at some point in my life anyway.
You want your head to explode from evil children.
Going down that path.
You're already there. Yep.
It'll be Stop in it. Car line as I'm a Toyota Corolla. Kids. Yeah. Yeah. My head will just pop off.
Goodness.
So that means we go
to tiebreaker.
I don't know, no points, but who
nobody had
that?
Any points, so it's up to me to decide if I want to take the question or giveth the question.
What are you picking?
I'm going to giveth the question to Antoine.
Want it.
Good, you take it.
Well, I like to, play my music loudly in my car.
Yes, you do.
What am I currently playing in my car? You've heard my playlist, right?
Okay.
So I'm giving you choices. Lil' Kim, Iggy Azalea, or Migos?
Ooh, okay.
What am I playing?
All right, I got to think this through. Migos is something that I know that you have been listening to lately, but I don't know if you are still listening to it now. Little Kim is something I've seen on your phone recently. Not Iggy. You're not listening to Iggy Loud.
I don't think so.
So it's either the Queen Bee, Lil' Kim, or the Migos. I'm going Lil' Kim. I'm going to say Lil' Kim.
You'd be wrong. It's Iggy.
Iggy?
That means you're wrong.
What?
Who's listening to Iggy Loud?
Yeah, Iggy's song Cream. For whatever reason, it's like
what?
A group.
Is it an accident?
No.
I'm shocked. Iggy Azalea to me was the one that I didn't even think you liked her at all.
Yeah, I've never heard you talk or say something nice about Iggy.
But for some reason, it's just been like a vibe. I was like, what's Iggy up to? I kind of want to listen to see what she
is. What is Iggy up to? You know, I've never had that thought pop in my head.
Never once.
What is Iggy up to?
Nope.
Well, I won by a score of nothing. So there it is. And who knows who.
Woo!
And I also know better than to ask any more details about that song.
Yes.
So play it your own time.
No. Yes. Yeah. Don't play it with in car line. Even though Monica probably played it in car line.
Don't you do it.
Don't you play that in car line. Who knows who in the books. Happy Hour Triple Play is on the way to unofficially kick off the weekend here on your Thursday thing. Oh, your poor, poor mama. Gotta get back in time. As we go back in time. Gotta get back in time. Yeah, I thought mama would be so proud when you grew up. Get me back in time. She's not. Oh, looking back, all the things your mother tried to instill in you, all the ways she wanted you to behave and not behave, and here we are looking now at ourselves and thinking, oh, poor dear mama.
I failed her.
You did. You, Antoine, you failed your mother.
My mother had a lot of rules in the house growing up, but one of the biggest rules that she had, and she stuck by it every week, was that no housework, yard work, chores would be done on Sunday. That was the Lord's day.
That's right.
The Lord owned you on that
day. You will sacrifice your Saturday before you do any work on Sunday.
So because it was the Lord's day, were you obligated? Did you just lay there? Were you allowed to do anything
on
the
Lord's
day?
Yeah, you could do stuff. You just couldn't do like chores. Exactly. You just couldn't do like chores and any kind of labor like that on Sunday.
Were you allowed to do fun stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It was the day that the Lord rested.
Yeah.
So therefore, we needed to rest.
So you couldn't get too crazy either. I imagine your mother would yell at you if you were running around the house too much, saying, this is the Lord's day,
without
the day of rest.
Doubt.
Okay. So I guess if you had fun with a Bible in your hand, then that was allowed. But,
and so now, as a grown man, I am saving most of my chores, housework, yard work, until Sunday. I'm not sacrificing my Saturdays or my Fridays for
not
it.
Not going to church.
I wait until Sunday. I'm not. I would do Zoom occasionally.
I'll call your mama.
Oh, we should call your mama.
I will do Zoom occasionally, but yeah, this
but
past
there you are. Zoom. You're sitting there doing Zoom church, and then you're mopping. You are mopping at the same time.
On the Lord's Day.
This past week, I actually cut the grass. I saved my grass cutting until Sunday. I'm like, all right, Cowboys aren't playing today, so I don't have no distractions there. I'm ahead of my work. All right, Sunday's free. Let me go ahead and cut the grass.
Man, look at you. See, even I, Zach Jackson, get all of my chores done on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So I can celebrate the Lord's Day on Sunday.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yes, he does.
Right. Because that's the L in NFL, right?
National Football Lord.
That's what I thought we were doing. I am celebrating the way he wanted me to.
Well, my mother would be proud of you, but she'd be disappointed in me.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sorry, Mama, because my mother is going to be very disappointed in me that I grew up to use good quality toilet paper. Because clearly, she did not want me to grow up enjoying that.
You don't use the one-ply?
The one-ply Scott. That's all I ever had as a kid.
The occasional finger pop through?
Yep.
Like a little surprise.
That's a bad surprise.
Ding dong.
That's like worse than socks for Christmas. That is the worst surprise.
The little doorbell.
Yep. Not only that, you know what? My mother, I'm sorry, Mama.
Uh-oh,
not only
more.
Do I use two ply, I also have a house with heat. I am really, really sorry.
Oh.
Mama.
We got all these blankets. Ain't no need to turn the heat on. We got all these blankets and comforters in there to put on. Don't touch my heat.
Oh, and I have a dishwasher. I am.
See?
Yep, I know. I know. Mama, yeah. I have wronged you, Mama. I know you wanted to have me grow up with a life on the prairie, but I chose to not have that old-timey lifestyle.
I'm glad you said that because that's one of the reasons. When I moved out from Bedford, I said, I must have central air. I have to have AC.
You had to do it.
I have to.
And that's your mother still judges you for that,
yes,
doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. And she still is like, oh, so you got AC. It's so cold in here. Every time she walks into my house, she's so cold.
Oh, look at her giving you
like,
shade.
Yeah. I was like, but I must have AC, and look I will not drink from the sink. I will not. I drink bottled water. I just won't because I have, you know,
like
well water. I
turn.
Grow well water. And occasionally, the well mess up. You get that brown, like starts getting a little brownish.
It's good for you. Nutrients.
Yeah. Stronger. It boosts your immune system.
Exactly.
I believe those are minerals. You know what I mean?
Minerals of some kind.
Vitamins and minerals.
You have to wait for it to fix and call someone over. I'm like, nope. I love my bottled water.
And I want everyone to be clear that when you have the mental picture, when Monica says, I will not drink from the sink, you are just like me and you picture her mouth on that faucet.
I was wondering for a second there. There was a split second.
I know that's what
I was wondering.
No sink water.
No sink water. What about the hose?
Nope.
Will there be?
Nope, none of that.
You're not drinking from the spigot.
No.
You're not going to drink from the spigot.
You know, we used to go to the spring. I know this sounds like we were just like really little house.
I told you, your country is different
Saturday,
than my
we
country.
We would go to the spring with our cups and just drink spring water. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. Not doing it.
The only spring I know is the season. I don't know what you're talking about
different.
Right now.
What? Because we did, and it would run down and you'd like have spring water.
Guys, I got a big day tomorrow. I'm going to the spring.
You know
to
what?
Drink.
Who are you, Simba?
Because we would go and sell
the watering hole.
Don't judge, because there's other people that probably still do it. But we would go to the spring and then pick berries. And that would be a Saturday.
Good gracious. I'm glad you guys got electricity out there.
don't make any judgments.
Okay, Chatham. Don't eat.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Zach, you were talking about Kim Kardashian and her daughter, North. North has a lot of attitude.
North does.
How old is she?
Sassy.
She's like not even, she's probably, what, 10?
Eight. Yeah.
She's eight.
8 years old.
Yeah, she's eight.
Now, where could she possibly have gotten attitude with her parents, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West?
I mean,
it's a fluke.
Know.
Clint must have skipped a generation.
Yeah, well, apparently, when North is arguing with her mother, Kim, she gets upset and she'll tell her mom that the house sucks.
Which their house does suck.
Especially
does
for a kid.
Oh, yeah. For an 8-year-old? Oh, her house is great. If you were going to the Taubman Museum. Like
you can't
that,
touch anything.
It doesn't even look like you want to touch anything. You know what? I've seen pictures of the house. There's nothing to touch.
All those white walls and you can't draw on it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
the worst.
And there's they got those rooms that have no furniture in them. Like they just moved in or are about to move out.
Well, that's probably the right thing. There's so many kids between Kim's kids and Chloe and the other one. You know,
so it's just like, one giant box.
It's just a lot of kids, and they're all the same age, so they would
It's a shipping
stuff.
Container for children, Antoine. That's all
that's
it is.
What it is. Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know, every kid seems to know that one thing to kind of get that dig in on their parents, and I think that one's perfect because whose idea was most of that house?
I mean.
dad's idea.
Oh, yes.
Kanye was feeling it.
And dad's not here anymore. So then you sit there and say, this house is stupid.
Just buy another one. Buy a new one.
I'm surprised they haven't. Or, no. You know, and the Kardashians, what they would do is they would buy a house and put it inside that house. Like you would walk into the house at the house, and then the house would be there. But hey, it's all playing.
Number two.
Shakira, she says that wild boar stole her handbag.
Okay.
A wild boar.
Yes.
Okay, you said it so quick. I was like, boar, who?
Wild boar.
What happened? Yeah, she said a boar.
Interesting to hear that wild boar stole Shakira.
That's a new rapper.
Wild boar robbed her, huh?
Yeah, he's a famous Spanish. He's on Money Heist. He's a Spanish actor, wild boar.
Wild boar.
Wild boar Timonson stole Shakira's handbag. She was attacked by wild boars.
Yeah, she was in a Spanish park, and she said that she was attacked. Took her bag. So if you see a wild boar out there, looking very fashionable,
you got
to
give it up.
A nice bag.
A wild boar show up. You got it. Whatever they want, you got to give it to them.
Yeah, I think so. Wild boars are interesting because really it's just a pig and ain't nobody afraid of a pig.
No.
But all of a sudden you put two tiny little tusks on that pig nose and now they're terrifying.
Yeah. And free reign. You got the tusk and you got free reign. Like they're just out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're living on the street.
Well, they root around with anything too. They don't care.
They know. They from the hood.
Again, if you're an animal that actively eats trash, I'm afraid of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't care about nothing. You want it all.
Number one.
I'm saying it. I'm over Tom Cruise.
No, you're not.
Okay.
How?
Tom, if you're listening, because you always are.
He is listening.
Monica said it.
He's gonna come after me. All of us.
No, he's coming after you.
It happened here.
Oh, man.
I will give him your address, your social. I will give him everything he needs to find you.
We're going to hit with the Scientology Xenon Ray. He's going to get all of us.
He's filming Mission Impossible 7.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already practicing for another stunt because, you know, he's a stunt guy. He does his own stunts.
We haven't even gotten the movie Mission Impossible. What is it, 6? We're still waiting on it.
Yeah,
yeah. It hasn't been released. He's already filming the next one.
He wants to fly a plane in this one.
Yeah, it's like a 1940s warplane or something. He's going to do some crazy stunt with it. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, he's going to do something wild, and it'll be Tom. That's typical Tom Cruise.
Did you see that he's at war with the Russians also?
I heard a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to be the person that filmed the first action movie scene in space at the International Space Station, and the Russians just did it.
They did it. So who's going to win the fight?
It's going to be Tom Cruise because I'm always betting on Tom Cruise. And just to be clear, he is 7 is what's coming out. He's filming 8
right
now. I just don't want Tom Cruise to yell at us for anything.
Right.
It's all directed towards Monica, who's lost track of how many movies he's done.
What did you say last week? You said how tall is Tom Cruise?
I did not say that.
You said something about his height. You said 5'2".
You can't produce it.
Did you say that?
You can't produce it.
I think we have to go back.
Tom, when you're listening,
what size jacket does he wear?
I didn't say it.
You said a small?
What? I said a muscular. I said awesome. A size awesome. Now I'm torn too because we know darn well the Russians are listening. So in that war.
What did you say about Russia?
Ty goes to everybody. Well, now we're just putting diapers on cows. Here we go.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not so much diapers as so much they are potty training these cows to go to a specific place to use the bathroom.
Okay.
So that, because, you know, cow manure can be used for a lot of things in the environment and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's good for stuff. And
it is.
I've never believed it, but I always hear it.
It's one of those ones where I'm going to trust science and I'm going to let them do whatever it is they do with this duty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have anything to do with it, but that is perfectly fine.
And what they found out is that farmers spend an inordinate amount of time trying to find like all the manure and pile it together.
Sure.
So scientists are like, what if we just get them all to poop in one place? Similar to how we teach a kid to go to the toilet to use the bathroom.
Have you ever seen one of those people that has the cat that can use the toilet?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's so bizarre.
The cat freaks me out just sitting on the toilet.
Oh, yep. They sit on the toilet.
Yes.
No, I have never seen it.
No, they'll climb up, and instead of having a litter box, they'll just use your toilet.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
And I think some of them I've seen them flush, too. I mean, expect the cat to be reading the paper, hanging out. Anyway, we were talking about cows.
All right, and so what they've taught are these cows to go into the barn, and there was an area with like a green mat, and they taught 11 out of 14 cows to go to this green mat to use the bathroom.
Interesting.
11 out of 14 were able to be taught how to potty train over there in one spot, and that's the only spot they would use the bathroom.
And the rest were eliminated.
The rest were
Squid
dinner.
Game. Yes. You've been eliminated.
Ah, yes. You've been dinner eliminated. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's interesting. You know?
Yeah, I like it.
And then you got to get him to poop into like a turd-making machine that makes it into whatever it is the science people want to do.
Into the, what? Yeah, I guess whatever.
See, we're getting smarter. You know, poor Ruth. Ruth just, she's minding her own business. Sleeping.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, come crashing through her roof, meteorite.
Oh, shoot.
Meteorite?
Meteorite.
I mean, that's worth some money, though, right?
It better be.
That is the first thing I thought, too.
It better be.
It doesn't say anywhere in this story if she kept it. But yeah, this old lady, she was just sleeping. And then all of a sudden, this loud crashing sound woke her up. And she felt some debris on her face. And she thought the sound was a gunshot, but nobody was around. And then she realized inches from her head, a jagged black rock just sitting on her pillow.
God.
I know!
Yeah, that's worth some money. That's yours. I mean, who does it belong to? Who does space belong to?
Now it makes me want to check my home insurance, though, to make sure it's covered if, you know, a meteorite comes through my roof.
I bet it's not.
I don't think it is.
I can't imagine it would be.
This is my bone to pick with insurance, is they always get on this, oh, well, that's an act of God. And I think, isn't everything? If
yeah.
you're really mm-hmm. going to argue,
can you put God in my premium then?
God.
Come down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was about the size of a softball. And there
could've
are
killed
a few, I know! And it landed right next to her. And again, I wonder, just like you, Monica, how much is this meteorite worth?
A lot of money.
Because then who cares if it's not in your insurance or whatever, because you can pay it off
in
moon money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? And so Google how much can you buy a meteorite? Let's see if it's...
You said the size of a softball. I think she gets at least close to
$500,000. I think you could maybe get $75,000.
Yes.
For a space rock. Let's see if there's any like space rocks for
sale. All right. Well, they are generally $5 per gram.
Now
how many grams?
Per gram. But right now.
I was never a drug dealer. I don't understand.
Well, what I'm doing, I'm looking on eBay right now. Uh-huh. There's one on eBay for, let me make sure I got the right number, $620,000.
Yeah.
It's 33 kilograms.
That's what I figured.
620,000 on eBay right now if you want one.
Okay.
For her moon rock.
Monica knows her kilos. of meteorites.
Breaking Bad over here.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.